I think it's certainly problematic for those children who don't look like they have a disability. If we have a child in a wheelchair, we really don't expect that child to get up and walk in the room. Okay? Some children come with disabilities that expecting them to sit still for an hour and take a test is as much of an unreal expectation as asking a child in a wheelchair to get up and walk in the room. And I explain to parents that the test and accommodations are not given for any fair advantage. It's just given to level the playing field because children are different. And the children in special ed have been tested to determine what their needs are. And, you know, people aren't pretending these are needs. They are real needs. And I tell myself, none of the children in that room who are going to go to college, I had a child with mental retardation, so I can use this, are going to go to college and do all those other things in life, would change places with Debbie to get the accommodation she's getting to make it fair. They wouldn't consider it fair if they had her life.